The Johnsons adopted a little girl since last time they were at church. What's up with that?
They made that little girl a part of their family, just like God did for Christians. Welcome to Keys for Kids and happy Sunday, everybody. As always, I'm Zach, and as always, I'm glad to see you. Imagine going to the animal rescue and looking through the cages. What is it called when you get a new dog or cat from the shelter and bring it home? Yep, that's called adopting them. You make them a part of your family. Now, when you become a Christian, God adopts you into His family. And that doesn't mean you leave your earthly family. You've just become a part of a huge spiritual family with God as your perfect Father. John 1:12 explains it like this. To all who believed Him and accepted Him, He gave the right to become children of God. Well, let's listen to our story today. It's called A New Family. It was wonderful seeing you, Mom told Mrs. Johnson after church. You have a lovely week. The Johnsons are so nice, Sean said as he and his family walked outside. I'm glad they're back at church. Caitlin tugged on Mom's sleeve. Where did they get another girl? Yeah, I noticed Mrs. Johnson was carrying a toddler I've never seen before when we said hi, said Josiah. What's up with that? The Johnsons adopted a little girl, said Dad. Adopted? Caitlin repeated. What's that? Adoption is when a boy or girl with no mommy or daddy gets a family to raise them, said Mom. What happened to the other mom and dad? Asked Josiah. I don't know. Perhaps they aren't able to give their child the care she needs, said Mom. Situations like that are hard to understand, but God uses adoption to mend children's lives and bless families. What about Daniel and Lillian? Asked Sean. The Johnsons had them first. Daniel and Lillian have a new sister to love and care for, said Mom. That sounds fun, said Caitlin. Mom, why did the Johnsons adopt? Asked Josiah. Mom thought for a moment. Adoption isn't easy, but they did it because God led them to help a child who needed a home. Dad nodded. Mr. Johnson reminded me how God adopted us. Wait, God adopts people? Asked Sean. Yes, said Dad. The Bible says God wanted us to be His children, so He adopted us through the death and resurrection of His Son, Jesus. So Jesus died and rose again so we could be part of God's family? Asked Josiah. That's right, said Mom. When we trust in Jesus, we're adopted into His family. Isn't that amazing? Wait, shouted Caitlin. That means the Johnsons and Mom and Dad and my brothers and me and everyone in our church is adopted. Dad laughed. Yes, and the best part about being in God's family is that He wants to adopt everyone as His sons and daughters. We can show others how they can be part of God's family too. So how about you? Did you know that if you trust in Jesus as your Savior, God has adopted you as His child? He loves you more than you can even comprehend. Every blessing in life is His gift to you. So no matter what you do, He'll never let go of you. You're part of His family, loved and chosen by Him. Our key verse is John 1:12.
But to all who believed Him and accepted Him, He gave the right to become children of God.
And our key thought today, God adopts us as His children. Once again, this is Keys for Kids, and I'm Zach. I'm so glad that you stopped by today. I'll see you right back here tomorrow.